Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and this is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from a rental car. What kind of car is this, Graham?
Doug, we are in a 2011 Toyota RAV4, their smaller SUV, and I must say it's a fine car.
You like it?
I do like it. I don't know that I would like a big SUV. I have a later model version of this, and I like it, and it's a good car. Fits all of our bags, it's comfortable, and yet still gets good gas mileage. We're currently getting 24.
Look, Extreme Fireworks isn't open on Easter. That's weird. Okay, sorry, what? You're getting good mileage?
I'm getting good. It gets, we're currently averaging 28.5 miles per gallon.
All right, here's another fireworks place up here. That one looks like it might be open.
Oh, wow.
I can't tell.
You got some Easter Bunny chocolate-filled explosives.
I got some shit I gotta blow up.
Yeah.
I've been constipated lately. I gotta blow up my shit.
Ah, Doug's butthole.
And what was the name of that amazing-looking castle that we passed?
Doug, that would be the Mars Cheese Castle.
I just thought of a slogan for them. Mars Cheese Castle for your asshole.
Yes, Doug.
That'd be great. Yeah, I'm sad we didn't stop there, but maybe we'll be driving back on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Back to O'Hare. All right, so it's Easter Sunday. That's probably why all the fireworks stores are closed.
Happy Easter, everybody.
You'd think everyone would want to have their fireworks for when Jesus shows up. You could be like, yay, Jesus, and then shoot off some fireworks.
So if he rises from the dead, does that mean he's a zombie?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I think the way it's always been, you know, depicted is that he just looks normal. But he should have totally, you know, sunken zombie eye face. And I mean, all of his... How long was he under for?
I died for your sins, brains.
I died for your sins, now I need your brains. It's a fair trade. All right.
How long was he under for?
It's April. I don't know that stuff. I don't know how long was he supposed to be...
I don't know.
You know what I mean? There's something about a cave...
Someone will tweet us because first of all, I need to apologize. I corrected you in the last episode and said it is not.
Oh, dude, we'll get to that.
All right, it's all in
there. I got it all in here. I get most of the things that people say that are where they're all fired up about what we said.
Oh.
It's April 8th, 2 Oceans 12. Since last I spoke, you listened. A lot has happened. But we've got a long drive from O'Hare to Appleton, Wisconsin, so for our shows tomorrow night at the Monday night.
Skyline Comedy Club.
April 9th. First show sold out. Second show, 9:30. Seats available. Doug Loves Movies, back in Minneapolis, featuring Graham Elwood, amongst others, is available in the comedy album section of iTunes now. Takes, you know, after we do it, it takes a week or so to come out, and to come out the correct price point, which is $1.99. So check that out. The movie Bully, I'm proud to say, got knocked down to a PG-13 from an R. I say I'm proud to say it because I think it was solely based on my observations and complaints that it was a ridiculous rating. But they had to cut out, the thing they don't say in most of the news reports is they had to cut three fucks to make it work. But when I was watching it, I thought, you know, I get it. Kids swear, these mean kids are swearing at this other kid. I get that. It shows how harsh they are to each other. But, you know, the physical harshness, there's so much of that that I think that's, you know... Anyway,
right.
They had to cut out three fucks. Gary Ross isn't going to direct the next Hunger Games.
Oh, woohoo!
So I am officially looking forward to the next Hunger Games. It's not too late to fix this thing. They could get Alfonso Cuarón,
yep.
Who saved the Harry Potter franchise.
Yeah.
They could get Brad Bird, who stepped in late, I think, on Ratatouille and took over and made that really good. And then he, you know... Ghost Protocol is one of the most exciting PG-13s I've ever seen. You know, because that's the problem with Hunger Games, is it's like really super violent. You can't show the violence, so you have to make up for that with, you know, directorial intensity and not just shaking the camera every time there's a fight.
Yeah, watch Dark Knight, Batman Begins.
Yeah, do it.
Those are PG-13 movies.
Yeah, and they're totally intense. So, there you go. Who else could direct it? The guy who directed The Raid?
Oh,
Gareth Evans would be good. There's another good action person out there right now. Or good at drama with action is kind of important, I guess.
For action.
Yeah. Chris Nolan, why doesn't he just do it?
Christopher Nolan would make that movie so great.
Yeah, I mean, the first Hunger Games should have been... somebody like that, but it wasn't. And Gary Ross is going to go on to do other movies about horses and little girls.
Yeah. I think he's slated to do the My Pretty Pony or whatever. My Pretty Pony.
My Pretty Pony Ghost Protocol. He's going to direct that.
Ghost Pony Call.
The first PG-13 pony movie.
Finally.
So Graham, also, while we're talking about the two of us in a car, that unnamed movie game we played that I tried out on the Rental Car 9 episode is a regular feature on Jimmy Pardo's Never Not Funny, and you have played it. You've been on his show and played it. They call it Movie Cats, named after Dan Katz, the intern, who's good at it. Where, you know, where you name a movie, then the next person has to name someone who's in it, and then the next person has to name a movie they were in, that thing.
Oh, I think I played it on Dan Katz's podcast.
Yeah, but when I introduced it, you're like, oh, that sounds like a fun game. You were like, you might have said something like, I've done something like this before. But then, you know, of course, I immediately get messages from people, you're stealing a game from Never Not Funny. So now we'll borrow it from now on. We won't steal it.
Oh.
But, I mean, they didn't invent it either. That's been around for a while. That sort of game, you know. That's why I thought of it, because I've heard of people playing it, and I've never played it on Never Not Funny. But that's another reason for me to go back on Never Not Funny, because they tell me that you're the only person that's good at it against Dan Katz. Is this true?
Yeah, I beat him.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. The internet will tell you. So you make a mistake, the internet is there to get you back in line.
I think I played that game as like a car road trip game.
Yeah, that's why I thought it would be good for when we're in a car road trip recording it. I thought it'd be a good game.
I played that with Paul Goebel and Jim Bruce when we moved from Chicago to Los Angeles a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a pretty obvious game, but they sort of have dibs on it, so I'm going to try to move off of it. Some people call it, one person on Twitter named Dago Ishikawa Daigo Ishikawa, Ishikawa, said that they call it movie pong when they play it. That makes sense. You ping pong it back and forth.
Ping pong it.
Yeah, and then another said, a person named Taco Poops wrote that sequels are not allowed when you play, because we kept doing the Star Wars movies, kept going back to them. But you take sequels out of the occasion, people can't just double back and, you know, because you could do that. You could be like, Hunger Games, Jennifer Lawrence, Hunger Games 2. You know, you could pull that nonsense until the cows come home. And then...
no double backing.
Yeah. And then a guy named @Kubrick97, who has suggested a couple of good Leonard Maltin categories over the years, said that that he plays a variation called movie ping pong, and that's where the first person names an actor, and then you go back and forth naming that actor's movies until someone can't think of one. And you've just got, like, a five-second limit each time. It's like, you got to do it kind of fast. Can't sit around and Grandma would think it all day long. So maybe we'll try that one today.
Sure.
Why not? Got a long-ass drive.
Yeah, bitch.
Also, Graham, Gershon Marx on Twitter insists that it's Graham and me, not Graham and I.
He's correct. I was corrected probably by 10 people. I just got a long email from a girl that listens to Comedy Film Nerds and this show named, I forget her name, but she's like, I love your show, it's great, but I have a pet peeve that gave me this very long English lesson. Here's what I can say to...
It's confusing as fuck, and also people don't speak that way anymore. You know, people say ain't. That's not appropriate either.
No, I mean, it should be. I should be saying it correctly. I'll tell you what. I have always had not been great with grammar. Like, I had an English teacher in high school who would give you a split grade. Like, one grade would be for the content, and one grade would be for grammar. And I a couple times got an A for content and an F for grammar.
Because you're amazing.
Yes. Because that's how he was like, man, what a great story. You know how to tell a story really well, and you are an idiot when it comes to grammar.
Okay, first of all, you know how to tell a story really good. And secondly, me don't give a shit.
Ain't no way for a good storytelling.
You can say it any way you want.
No, I speak correctly.
All right, you speak correctly, and I'll just continue to be confused. Because other people wrote to me and said that it is Graham and I. Like, people can't even fucking agree.
It's the
you're supposed to take the other person's name out of it and see if the sentence still makes sense or something.
That's how you do it. Like, I went to the store, so it's Graham and I. Or,
Right, but that's what they're saying is wrong, is Graham and I would be wrong, that it's Graham and me.
Because it's like, come out and see a show between Doug and I. It's like, come see I in a show. You wouldn't say that. You'd come see me in a show. So it's come see Doug and me in a show.
Okay. Hope that's settled for once and for all, but probably isn't.
It's the internet. It'll never be settled.
Now it's time for Trailer Alert!
Yay!
I saw a trailer for Ted, a new comedy about a grown man, played by Mark Wahlberg. I mentioned this on the Ice House Chronicles the other night, too. It's about a guy who has a talking teddy bear. Like, he, you know, makes a wish when he's a little kid, and the teddy bear becomes alive, and then they're living together, and now he's an adult. And, first shot in the trailer is the teddy bear and Mark Wahlberg sitting around having marijuana. It looks like the bear is smoking out of a bong, but it looks like Mark Wahlberg's got like a joint or something, like a fat joint or a thin blunt in his hand. And I think the MPAA just thinks Mark's smoking a cigarette, and that since the bear is not a real person, it's just a fantasy character, it can take a big bong rip in a general audience's preview, or they've just suddenly given up on trying to stop marijuana use in trailers, right? I find that hard to believe. So I don't know what's going on with that. This has been Trailer Alert. Oh, also, against Kyle. That's his name, Against Kyle. So if you're for Kyle, follow Against Kyle. He asks, is it worth it to avoid all the previews for Cabin in the Woods, which opens on the 13th, I believe? And I say, yes, it is worth it to, you know, don't jump out a window or something, but if it comes on the TV, change the channel, and if it's at the movies, get up and go to the snack bar or the bathroom or something. I mean, Graham hasn't seen the movie yet, so he doesn't know what I'm talking about, but it's just the kind of movie where there's enough surprises throughout the movie that a trailer is going to ruin stuff for sure.
It's actually Cabin in the Woods and I.
The movie on the plane was Sherlock Holmes, Game of Shadows, Ghost Protocol.
And I.
Which, I still have the same review of it, because I watched most of it again, and I'll say that it is every bit as good or bad as the first Sherlock Holmes. Like, it's just more of that. So if you like that, if you like Robert Downey Jr. describing every punch before he gets in a fight, and if you like Jude Law, you know, whining the whole time,
Jude,
then you'll love it. How much of it did you watch today on the plane?
I watched most of it.
And had you seen it already?
Nope.
But it's pretty, yeah, it's watchable.
Sure.
A lot of fancy camera work. He keeps it busy, keeps it moving.
But some of that camera work was really cool when they're running through the forest and being shot at. That was really cool, inventive camera work. I liked it.
Yeah. I think Snatch is his only absolutely, like, he totally nailed it movie, but I do appreciate a lot of what Guy Ritchie does.
Yeah.
He's not the joke that people make him out to be because of being married to Madonna and making that horrible Swept Away movie with her.
Oh, boy.
Where his whole like what I always liked about him is how stylish his shit is, and Swept Away wasn't even directed in a very stylish way.
Another reason never to get married.
Let's make a list. Let's make a list of who should direct the next Hunger Games and reasons to never get married.
If I was still married, I'd probably be making a movie about my wife.
My wife!
Called We Should Get Divorced.
Come on.
GrahamElwood.com.
So does anybody hunger for some games?
Oh, diggity, diggity, daggity, dude.
All right, let's try movie ping pong. And then we'll play.
So are we going to play with these no sequel caveats?
No, because movie ping pong is a different game.
Oh.
And it also, that's just what some guy calls it. I want to give it a better name than movie ping pong.
Movie ping pong and me.
Movie Bing Bing. I want to call it Movie Bing Bing.
That's such a better name. Why did you punch it up?
Because, like, yeah, this is this. I'm only calling it Movie Ping Pong because that's what this guy called it. But it's one of us names an actor. We'll play best 2 out of 3 rounds.
Okay.
One of us names an actor or an actress, and I guess we could do a director if it's somebody that has, you know, more than 5 or 6 well-known movies.
Okay.
So it'd have to be, like, you know, can't be Guy Ritchie. And then, because I can name all of his movies easily, and then it'll be over. And then we go back and forth naming movies with that actor or actress or directed by that director until somebody hits a dead end. And then the other person gets the point. And yeah, it's as simple as that. And if the other person says one that you don't think is a movie that person is in or had something to do with, then you challenge. You just say challenge right away, and then we'll look it up. And if the person who challenged is wrong, then the other, you know, the point goes to whoever's correct on the challenge. If it comes to that, but you know. I doubt if we do big movies, movie actors and actresses, I don't think one of us will have to convince the other one.
So pretty much like how we played it last time.
No, because you don't switch back and forth between movies and actors. It's just name movies, yeah. And okay. And we'll, you know, try to go pretty quick.
We're passing Miller Park, where the Milwaukee Brewers play as the 2012 Major League Baseball season has started. Happy Easter. And me.
That's a nice-looking facility.
It is. They have a retractable roof. The old County Stadium I used to love going to when I was a kid and living in Madison. We would drive to County Stadium. It was fun. But this park's pretty nice. From what I'm told, haven't actually been in it. Looks good. Nice business.
And the loser of the round in the next round will get to start by naming the actor or actress. But I'll let you go first to naming an actor or actress as we try out. Needs a new name. Movie ping pong.
Harold Ramis.
Oh, so we're going director, and that'll be really confusing because
movies he's acted in.
You want to do movies Harold Ramis has acted in? For reals?
Alright.
We can. We can do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Alright. I'll go first. Stripes.
Ghost Protocol. Ghostbusters.
It was your idea. And you have to sit and think about it. Okay, yes, Ghostbusters. Alright, my turn. Knocked Up. Play Seth Rogen's dad. Go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You lose.
That movie's in bed with that girl. He has sex with her in 1 minute.
Yeah, you lose.
Yeah, I forget the name of that movie.
Yeah, what was that movie? He was the voice of the moose at Wally World.
Yeah.
He was in... I think he was in As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt. Or maybe that was Lawrence Kasdan.
Lawrence Kasdan. Played the doctor.
Yeah. But he was on... Ramis was also in it, though.
Really?
He was the guy from the charitable organization that Helen Hunt really wanted to raise money for or some shit.
All right.
Producer Matt Belknap here. Both Lawrence Kasdan and Harold Ramis played doctors in As Good As It Gets from 1997.
And then we must be missing some other big Bill Murray kind of movie, though, that he was in. But anyway, you got a very important lesson on strategy of this game, which is name somebody that you know, as you go into it, you know a lot of movies that they've done. You know, like one that would be probably go on for quite a while would be like Woody Allen or somebody like that, you know. So, you get to go first. So name somebody else. As we transition onto the 405 North, is that what we're doing?
The 45 North, we're not in Los Angeles.
I said 405?
Yeah, you said 405.
Where's the 405?
It's back near my house. Passing through Wauwatosa. 45 North to Fond du Lac. Fox Valley.
Just pick somebody.
Morgan Freeman.
Okay, Morgan Freeman. Smart Talk. Isn't that what it was called?
Yeah, Smart Talk.
Producer Matt here again. Doug is thinking of the Morgan Freeman movie Street Smart from 1987.
Any Morgan Freeman movie. This part should be fast.
Bucket list.
Nice. Shawshank Redemption.
I'm so tired of
Morgan Freeman.
Any Morgan Freeman movie. God.
5, 4, 3.
The Ashley Judd movie where she kills it and he's the cop.
Along Came a Spider?
Yes.
And Sat Down Inside Her?
Yeah.
Deep Impact.
He's the president of Deep Impact.
Mm-hmm. Alright, you're terrible at this. I can't believe you beat Dan Katz at Movie Cats.
I'm tired, I have a headache, I'm hungry, and this is a dumb game. You go back and forth, because then there's when you go actor, movie, I think it's...
It makes it easier. And it also, you have all those, next time when we're going to do a car cast, the car episode, you go, oh, I'm tired, I'm hungry, and I'm this, and I'm, a, you know, can name all those things, and I'll go, oh, let's do it some other time. Because if it's hard to play the games, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's no fun to listen to.
The problem is, though, the ping pong version, the actor back and forth version, it's like build a title. You can kind of think about strategy and how to try to throw the other person off as opposed to just... There's no strategy, it's just speed. It's just, I remember this. There's no strategy involved.
Yeah, but it's still...
Like, build a title, there's a strategy.
There's more strategy when people that know what they're doing are playing build a title, but instead, it's build a title becomes, just think of any title you can think of that fits. You know, there's no strategy to that. You just have to think of something and then say it, you know?
Right.
So this is extremely similar. There's really not much difference other than, you know, like,
given the
you've
version,
played build a title a
the
lot.
Old version, though, you can try to strategize in terms of, I want to come up with either a movie or an actor from a movie that will totally crush the other person. Like,
yeah, but that's why when you get to go first, you can pick an actor or actress that the other person may, you know, have a harder time coming up with people. But it's definitely got a different feel to it. And, you know, being, like I would think, like, think of somebody... Like, Woody Allen's a great example for me. I can sit here and reel off 15 Woody Allen movie titles, you know, without taking too much of a break to think of another one. Is there anybody like that in your world that, like, that you really know all their stuff? And
yeah, Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, let's try that. You go first.
Marty.
Okay. Rear Window.
North by Northwest.
Frenzy.
Psycho.
Rebecca.
Strangers on a Train.
Family Plot.
Psycho.
He already said it.
Really? No, I said, oh, Birds. There you go.
Rope.
Oh, that's an excellent one.
See, and strategy-wise, you're thinking of your next one while the other guy's thinking, and then hopefully he won't say the one you're trying to think of.
Which mine was Rope.
What else?
That might as well just wipe it clean.
Man Who Knew Too Much. Both versions. Alright. Well, we tried it. Graham's against it.
Yep, don't like it.
I think it could be fun. Let's do a round of build a title. The game you came to play.
Let's do it.
The John Sequitur. As in non sequitur, but John Sequitur, suggested Mom and Dad Save the Universe. So you need something that ends with Mom or begins with Universe.
Am I beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Universal Soldier.
Okay. It's just the one soldier, correct? Universal Soldier. Okay, so I'm going to go A Soldier's Story.
Okay.
Yeah. Mom and Dad Save the Universal Soldier's Story.
Mom or Story?
Ends with Mom. Begins with Story.
Got a story one, but I've used it before, so I'm trying to think of something else.
Well, yeah, and isn't it the one that I think some people wrote to me and told me how to add on to Story of Us, and I've already forgotten. Story of Us. There's got to be another story, right? Oh, I just thought of one. Story... last time we were in the car, everyone was bummed that, the word we were trying to think of was something adventure, and neither one of us thought of Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Right.
A lot of heat of that on that. Heat about that on Twitter. Anything?
Story.
Just say Story of Us. Just, you know, play to win. Mr. Mom.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So now you need something. Something it ends in
Twister.
Twister Mom. Doesn't make any sense.
Story of Us.
Something Mister. Something Mister.
Misty for me. I think I did this myself last time. Story of Us.
Yeah, I'm telling you, somebody wrote a good one for Story of Us, and I didn't bother to remember it. But I also know something you can add to Mr. Mom if you want to give up sometime soon.
Big Mister. Big Mister. Mister. Sister Act. Mister Mom. Mister. Mister.
Why don't you try rope?
And me. Roping me.
Roping me, Mister.
Roping me, Mister. Roping me, Mister. The Story of Us. Bam. Got it.
All right. I win.
Fuck it. What was it?
Gorillas in the Mist, your mom.
Oh, cocksucker.
But that Story of Us it's a good blocker for people who can't remember of us. Us.
I guess, like, there's not a lot of us or words that you can kind of mold into that.
Yeah.
This is a tricky one.
Usher. Uster.
Us.
Yes.
Us.
Man. Yeah. Anyway, we'll have to go back to the research facility and figure out. Or I'll just get more tweets from people saying what you can add to Story of Us.
You have a build a title laboratory that you. Mm-hmm.
Gorillas in the Mr. Mom and Dad Save the Universal Soldier Story of Us.
It's not bad.
Yeah, and we got some plugs. I'll be making a surprise appearance on Graham Elwood's Comedy Film Nerd Show at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival.
Yes.
I think this is a good way to leak that information, and we'll go public with it a little later date. But that'll be on
Friday
the 13th at 6 o'clock at...
6 o'clock.
What facility?
I believe it's the Mount Tabor Theater. But go to the Bridgetown website.
Bridgetown Comedy Festival. Get a badge and you can get into that. You can get in to see my movie interruption of Con Air.
At 9.
Later that night. And I'll have some fun guests on that show. And then separate from Bridgetown badges, I'm doing two Doug Loves Movies at Helium using, you know, Bridgetown acts at 420 on the 14th and 15th of April. Graham will be in one of those. I won't tell you which one, though. Secretive! Other favorites like Pete Holmes, James Adomian, Amy Schumer will be popping into those shows. Monday, April 16th, Graham and I will be at the Brea Improv in beautiful Brea, California. And on April 19th, we'll be at Cobb's doing a Doug Loves Movies in San Francisco, followed by a Countdown to 420 stand-up show at the Punchline. And we're going to be at the Wow Hall on April 21st for our second annual Day After 420 show in Eugene, Oregon.
Wow. What's been of the world?
Yeah. And Graham, what's your plug that you always say? Go to comedyfilmnerds.com.
Yep, comedyfilmnerds.com. We are taking pre-orders on the Comedy Film Nerds Guide to Movies, which Doug wrote forward, and there's 11 other writers in there, Greg Proops and Jackie Cation and other podcast people that you might like. So that's at comedyfilmnerds.com.
All right, thanks for listening to this rental car episode. And hopefully we've all those things that we corrected, that's all been cleared up and everybody's cool. Hopefully nobody's mad.
And me.
And as always, movie Ping Pong is a shithead.
Shit, suck it!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.